All right, fight fans, coming from the Caveman Studios in Buffalo, New York. Welcome to Caveman Corner with your host, Jeff. This sound like a Chinese bootleg studio.
It is a Chinese bootleg studio. We had to give the good equipment back to Chris, so we're with our own stuff now.
Well, you know, the music, it just sounds low and like far away.
Yeah, but actually you sound way better on this mic.
Oh, yeah?
On this thing. I can see your lines on here. Dude, it looks good. So you're actually going to be able to hear you this time on the podcast.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, this mic is real good. I hate this piece of shit over there.
Yeah. That's a guest mic.
Mickey mic.
That's a problem. Mickey probably used it already. That's just spit on. And
oh, yeah.
He got knocked out the other day. Did you go and see?
You know what? No, I didn't see the fight. I didn't know he got knocked out.
Yeah, I cornered him. He got knocked out.
Oh,
he
shit.
Tried really hard.
But I heard he started training like a week ago or something like that.
Yeah, he didn't really put in much of a camp. Took the fight really short notice. Like always, he said the guy sucked, but the guy was pretty good.
Damn.
I didn't watch film until I agreed to corner him. I'm like, oh my god, this guy's pretty damn good.
What was he, like a wrestler? Or
good kickboxer. Really good kickboxer. Shit, yeah. Yeah. So Mickey started out, he controlled the fight, dude. He was killing him for about the first 45 seconds. Just really pressured him, really pressured him. Then he got head kicked and knocked out. It was a bad night for WNY MMA. Three losses, one win.
Now, who got the win?
Jeremy Stopa, man. Of course Stopa got the win.
Man, I seen a picture, man. I seen a picture of him. He looked like a Greek god.
He is a Greek god.
Jesus Christ, he's freaking chiseled.
I know, I'd take him home. We talked about him a lot on the podcast I'm going to post before this one. With Dylan Friedman. Dylan Friedman used to be his roommate. I guess, you know, they're both kind of Greek gods, but they trained together a long time and gave a couple shouts out to Mr. Stopa.
Cool.
Yep. What do we got going on today, Ray?
Well, we got David Fieldman is a promoter from this new promotion, Bare Knuckles Boxing.
Bare Knuckle Boxing, huh?
Yep.
Sounds like something you should do.
Oh, hell no. I don't want to get knocked out.
I seen that they're promoting it as the first time that's happened since 130 years, but it happened before because one of the guys from our gym did it.
But let me ask you this. He said that the only state that will get him the go to do it was, what was it? Jesus Christ, I'm on the computer.
Oh, boy. The cheap Fanduzzi Studios. Oh, actually, Fanduzzi's coming back, too, in August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're going to relaunch the website, so maybe we'll have another studio again.
Yeah.
What are you laughing about?
Not much. I'm just trying to, I know it's the only state that, I can't think of the state. That's what we call them, we're going to find out.
All right, we'll find out when we give them a call. Let's get them on the line.
All right.
What do you call him? Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, he's not cool enough to give us his number, huh?
I just sent him a message and that we was ready to go.
Please leave a message.
Oh my god.
This is your Tinder date. We're waiting for you. Did I leave a message? Yeah! Caveman's Corner, the Tinder date of a nightmare.
Let me see.
My son just walked by. I hope he's got pants on because I just didn't have a top on. Caveman's Corner, we're throwing everybody underneath the bus.
Even the dog.
Even the dog. He shits in the house all the time, that fucker. God damn. I'm getting orny, Ray. It's time for the fight.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. This time next week, I'll already be done fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be eating Burger King, and you'll be cutting weight.
Okay, let me see.
Ray's guests are always unreliable. I'm just going to say that. He's a great co-host. He gets some great guests, but very unreliable.
It's a new thing. Oh, man.
Well, it looks like Ray's guy's going to call. We're also going to do Mike DiIorio on this podcast, the guy that Eric Herbert fought.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's an ugly guy. He's hairy, too, dude. He's got weird hair. I think he's just got back hair. I don't think he's got front hair. This is kind of weird. I remember looking at him, looking at his hair. It's kind of weird. Yeah. But he fought for a world title, so another world champion's going to be on here. Well, world champion contender. Pat Mix had the baby.
Oh, yeah. I seen the post on Facebook.
Yeah, congratulations from Caveman's Corner to Patrick Mix.
Yeah, congrats. You know, they got a baby
and
now.
Nicole has, yeah. Beautiful yeah. baby girl. And then everyone's safe and sound.
And she's going to be a killer when she goes. Yeah, older.
There's a picture of her. She already has Mix face on, dude.
Uh-oh.
Looks like the doctor's in trouble. About to get choked out.
Yeah.
And Mix is fighting on the same card as me. May 12th. Make sure you get tickets for me. Don't buy any from DiIorio. He sells enough. He's got fans and stuff. Buy them from me because I don't have any friends. Ray's bought my first ticket today.
I should buy Mix. I'm sorry. I should buy a ticket off of Mix.
Well, buy one off of him too, but buy one off me. I got to sell at least one. Oh, man.
I'm a traitor.
You are a traitor, but that's okay. I seen you working out hard, man, on Facebook the other day. So check out Ray's Facebook training. Looks good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
Getting ready to fuck up Alex Carroll.
Man, yeah, the training's off the hook.
That's some old school karate shit you got going on there.
Yeah, I mean, conditioning wise, yes. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to Thai box his ass. Kick his legs, punch him.
I hope you're getting in better shape because those rounds with me look a little gassed out.
Yeah, but I thought what you said that day, you told me, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And I did like a lot of conditioning that early on that day.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was beat, man. But I've been, you know, doing conditioning and do some sparring, so I've been feeling good.
Plus we're doing fives instead of threes, which is a huge difference.
Right, and Saturday I did 6 minute rounds, mm-hmm. 6 5 minute rounds, and six. I mean,
5 6 minute rounds.
let me change that. I did.
Maybe you're getting hit too much, Ray.
I turned into Mickey here. I did 5 rounds of 6 minutes.
That's good. 30 yeah. minutes.
Yeah. So and I was loose and, you know, throwing punches and, you know, wasn't going crazy, swinging for the, you know, for the home run. But I was just taking my time, breathing in and out, and I just felt good.
Who were you sparring with?
The Hitman.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Probably trying to take your teeth out. He's got a fight coming up soon, too, so he should be in shape. Week after ours.
Yep.
I'm not sure I'm going, though.
I don't think I could go because I worked that weekend.
That's far, too.
It's on, yeah, it's 6 hours away.
Yeah.
6 hours away. Yeah, I probably ain't going to be able to go because I work. But if I wasn't working, I would have went, man. I got people, because it's not too far from Philadelphia. I got a lot of people out there in Philly. So yeah.
I don't have any friends anywhere. Yeah. Not even in Buffalo. Much less Philly. Jesus Christ. Probably have a better chance of having a friend in Philly.
Don't you got a friend in, like, Alabama?
Alabama?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Don't Keith got a brother who live out there?
Oh, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina.
He's not really my friend, though.
Oh.
He just likes to punch me in the face. All my friends just punch me in the face. I'm not sure they're really my friends or they just don't like me. That's hard to tell.
Come over, K-Man. Come over.
Yeah.
And then they punch you in the face.
That's pretty much how it goes. That's what I did to you, though, too, on that Saturday night. Come on over, Ray. Let's punch each other in the face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy that night. That was a crazy day. I was busy that day, and
that was my third session, and I'm older than you. I'm 40, dude.
Yeah, but I'm. Yeah, that's true. But you used to it, K-Man. You always in shape.
Yeah. We'll see. This is probably the worst camp I had for a fight, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, who are you fighting again?
I don't know. Some fucking left-handed weirdo.
You know what? Okay, as long as you ain't fighting a Canadian.
No, he's not Canadian. He's from Ohio.
Oh, okay. You got this, K-Man.
Yeah,
you got
this. He's from Ohio, and he's not a wrestler, so I think we're okay. Yeah. Here it goes.
Pennsylvania. Hey, how you doing, David?
Good, Raymond. How are you?
Pretty good. We got the host of the show, Jeff. Jeff is with us.
What's going on, Dave? Nice to meet you.
Jeff, how are you? Nice to meet you, too, my man.
Great to have you on. So you got a bare knuckle boxing show going on June 2nd. Can you tell us a little bit about us?
Yeah, June 2nd, we're calling it history in the making. It's actually called Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the beginning. First legal sanctioned regulated bare knuckle fighting event since 1889 in the United States, but anywhere in the world. We have some real top talent on there. We have great fighters from all over the country. As a matter of fact, even all over the world right now, competing in this historical event, and it'll be the Cheyenne Ice and Event Center in Cheyenne, Wyoming. You can get tickets at bareknuckle.tv, and it'll be live on pay-per-view television all over United States and Canada, and on different apps and Apple TV and things like that all over the world.
Before we get too much into it, where exactly do we need to go to order this pay-per-view? Is it on regular pay-per-view or just on the internet?
Well, it'll be on TV. It'll be on televised pay-per-view, the same channel like you would order the big UFC or Mayweather fights or anything like that. It's the same channel that it's on there.
So in our local viewing area, that's channel 301. Make sure you guys check it out.
Yeah, just check your local listings for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship June 2nd.
And this is definitely legit, right? This is all straight up real fights, nothing faked.
Nah, this is 100%, man. This is it. We're going to build an empire off of this event. We've got some of the best fighters in the world, some of the past, present, you know, and future. We have former UFC heavyweight champion Rico Rodriguez on the card. We have a really tough, great woman's fighter who we just announced. So Wyoming is the first state to give women the right to vote, so we figured it was only right to do the first women's bare knuckle fight on this card too. Beck Rawlings from the UFC, former UFC fighter. She is she's going to be making her debut on this, her bare knuckle debut. Phil, the New York Badass Baroni, will be on the card. Former lightweight world champion 49-1 Paul Spadafora, Eric Prindle, bare knuckle legend Bobby Gunn. I mean, the list goes on and on. We have tremendous talent on this card, and yes, 100% legit, great fights. You know, like I said, we're as I'm tagging this, is a welcome to a new era in combat sports, bare knuckle fighting.
Man, I like the sound of that.
I
did a little research before we had you on. Actually, we had a guy from our gym that fought bare knuckle boxing before, and there was a show in 2014 that was live on internet pay per view. What separates you from those guys? That also happened in Wyoming.
Oh yeah, that's they did some legal events out there. They did some events in the past, but you know, this is different. This is the first. Government steps in and they're regulating it, so it's the first, you know, it makes it legit, and you can't really do it on pay-per-view television without it being regulated and sanctioned. So, you know, we did an event actually in 2011 back in the former Dow Casino in Scottsdale, Arizona. Bobby Gunn fought Richard Stewart in a bare knuckle fight that we did, and it was very well attended, watched all over the world, over a million viewers on it. So we see the traction there, and you know, like I said, we're looking forward on June 2nd to making history.
When you guys are bare knuckle, are you just wrapping the hands with the knuckles exposed, or are there gloves with the knuckles missing?
You're just wrapping the thumb and the wrist. That's it. There's no glove on there. It's true bare knuckle, and the only reason why we added in wrapping the wrist and the thumb area and a little bit of the mid hand area is just to, you know, for prevent any type of break that we can, but especially to prevent the wrist roll, because that's something that happens a lot in bare knuckle boxing, bare knuckle fighting. So if you wrap the wrist a little tighter, you're not going to get that wrist roll, and you're going to prevent those injuries. But as far as any glove or anything like that, we are completely bare knuckle.
Yeah, our guy Paul, he fought bare knuckle, and they had him fight. They had gloves with the knuckles missing, so maybe it's not exactly even the same kind of fighting.
Oh, that was BKB. Yeah, that was actually good stuff. I mean, that was great action. The platform they had, that was great. But you know, it was tough. I've been working on this for 8 years now, and it's not easy. It wasn't easy for them. It's not easy for me to get this thing sanctioned. And you know, we knocked on a lot of doors, and we got it done. And you know, thankfully, Brian Patterson of the Wyoming Mixed Martial Arts Board thought that this was the right move to make. And you know, it seems just like a great event to happen on June 2nd, making history in Wyoming.
Awesome, man. That sounds great. What UFC went through this a long time ago. I mean, I was fighting back in 95, so I went through this whole thing. What do you say to people that are going to say this sport is way too barbaric? Because obviously, if bare knuckles, there's going to be a lot more blood than knuckles. It's going to cut a lot easier.
Yeah, you know what, though? I'm glad you brought that point up, because it's a point that I make to the commissions a lot. I have backups from medical people that did a lot of research in that field, doctors all over the country that I talked to about this, is you are going to get more lacerations in bare knuckle fighting, but you're not going to get the wide, deep ones. The leather causes that. It's actually when they hit and it busts open, the weather and they turn it, the leather actually turns the cut and widens it and deepens it. So it's a different type of cut. There will be more cuts, but I don't think you're going to see the kind of cuts that are going to open up really, really wide and cause a lot of damage. I mean, you may, because you know you're getting hit, so anything can happen. But statistically, you shouldn't get the big, long, wide cuts as you do in glove boxing or MMA.
I've been a big proponent that I think that the gloves actually protect the hands more than they protect the face. Is there any research on the effects of concussions on bare knuckle fighting as opposed to fighting with gloves?
Well, I mean, there's no research because it hasn't been done in so long, but there is statistics that there's never been a documented death in bare knuckle boxing in the 200-300 year history that they had. There was never a documented death with it. And as you know, with glove boxing and MMA, there's a dozen or so every year. So, you know, it's kind of like I explain it to people in layman terms, right? So if I tell you to go hit the wall and I tell you to put a boxing glove on and hit the wall, you're going to hit it pretty hard. Now I tell you to take that glove off and hit it with your bare knuckle, you're probably not going to hit it as hard because you're in fear of hurting your hand. You're not going to hit it as hard. So that's kind of the way that we're talking about bare knuckle fighting, is you're not going to be able to hit as hard in fear of injuring your hand. But on the other side of it is it's less concussive. Like, and again, in layman's terms, you take a brick, you know, go to extreme, but take a brick and I hit you in the head with it, I'm going to knock you out. Now, I've had that brick. I'm going to hit you 6, 7, 8 times before I knock you out. So then, you know, I ask everybody, what's better for the brain, 1 concussive shot or 5, 6, 7, 8 concussive shots? And the answer is 1. So you're not getting hit with the over and over and over repeated blows that cause the long-term head trauma.
I believe that 100%. When MMA went to gloves, I really thought you're going to see a lot more concussive damage, just like boxing. That's what they used to say forever. MMA was safer than boxing because you weren't going to get all the repeated hits. And now you see the guys, right? They're taking hundreds of shots a fight again, as opposed to, you know, 40 or 50. Definitely a huge difference.
Sure. No, absolutely, absolutely. You're not going to be able to take as much. You're not going to throw as much. You know, it's going to be, I mean, it's going to be good, though. We did add some rules in there. It's going to make it a little more exciting. So there's going to be a lot of excitement tied up in this. But, you know, what I tell people is the sweetest science. Boxing is the sweet science. It's the sweetest science because you have to pick your shots. I think it's going to be really fun and exciting. And like I said, we have some really, really good names. We did some things that we, with the fighting platform that we have, and made it so it's going to be, going to be a lot more excitement. It's going to be funner to watch.
I like the boxing ring setup, design of it.
The full circle? Yeah. I like the full circle, yeah. Too.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, it's the squared circle. It's a patent pending right now. And then we have where the fighters start off 3 foot from each other, where they toe the line. 4 foot lines, 3 foot from each other. So, you know, they're starting off at close quarters. So that should add to the excitement in it. And I let these guys dance around so much. So we think we're in store for one fun night.
So I heard, but I'm not sure this is true or not. Are they allowed to go backwards, or do they have to go forward from the towing the line?
I don't know. They can go wherever they want, but I mean, you know, it's nature that you're standing in front of someone, you're going to start throwing punches when you're that close.
So for sure.
And so they're going to throw punches. They absolutely can back up. They can do anything. You know, I can't tell them that they can't back up at all. So yes, they can back up. But when they get on the ropes and they're clinching, they can hit with the open hand. They can pull the head down a little bit in the punches. You know, just different things that we added in there that's going to make this a little bit more exciting rather than, you know, a nice jab, a nice straight right hand, and they grab and hold because, you know, they're in close. Now we're going to see some action with them being in close.
I watched a little blurb that Ray sent me. So they're allowed to cut the head in, like, dirty box, like MMA style, right? They can hold the head and then throw punches, almost like hockey fight style?
Yeah, like a Muay Thai clinch. Yeah, they can do that.
I like that a lot. That's kind of my style of fighting, so it works out really good for me.
I think you should fight, Caveman. Oh. I think you should get in the cart.
If you do bare knuckle Muay Thai, I'm in. But I can't box those guys. I have to be able to kick.
No, I hear you, man. I hear you. Nah, so, like I said, man, we have so many great fighters in this car. We have some guys that are up and coming. But the one unique thing about this, as you said, is this legit or whatever. Every fighter here is an experienced combat sport athlete. We also have Maurice Jackson. You're into Muay Thai. You should know Maurice Jackson.
Hell yeah.
38-2 K1 fighter. So everybody on this card is experienced. They're either looking to get their time in the spotlight resurrected, or they're looking for their time in the spotlight. So I think everybody on this card has a lot to fight for.
So they're 2-minute rounds. What dictates whether it's 5, 7, or 9 rounds?
I think championship fights.
We did some things that, you know, that had to separate us. Everything we did, from the ring to the rules to the total line to the time limit, everything had to separate us from boxing or MMA. And we figured with 2-minute rounds, with being bare knuckles, it's going to create more action, and we will be able to do the longer rounds. So five rounds is for guys with limited experience, and also for the quarterfinal round of the tournament, and then semifinal round, or guys with a little more experience will be fighting the 7 rounds, and then the championship fight is 9 rounds.
Wow, so this is a tournament too?
We're still in the quarterfinal round of a heavyweight tournament that has 8 really good fighters in it. Semifinal round will be in September, and the finals for the heavyweight championship will be in December. Winner will get a grand prize of $50,000, but they still get paid really good money along the way.
Wow. So what does an average fighter make, if you don't mind me asking? What's the lowest?
I mean, it starts off from our lowest guys, about $1,500, up to our top guy with pay-per-view incentive, can make over 6 figures.
Wow, that's not bad at all. $1,500 is a lot for a startup show. It really is.
Sure. I mean, we're doing everything. We pulled no stops on this, so you know we're expecting to have a lot of success with it. Everybody's talking about it, so we think they're going to tune in. You know, we do get the question that you asked: is it real? Yeah, it's real. And as the marketing goes out more in the next 4 weeks, now they're going to know that it's real. And you know, I think we're going to get people to tune in to this thing. We've been working on this for a long time, and everybody I talk to about it seems to be rather excited about it.
I'm excited about it too. The thing is, we just had another guy on the other day, not the other day, but this year, that just did a male versus female show, and it was all a big fake. Dave Kohler and
Brad Kohler,
and he was like, he was a UFC fighter and stuff. So there's been a lot of fake fights going on that they branded sport entertainment after the fact, as it tried to sell it for a real fight. So from now on, we're making sure that we got all our T's crossed and X's signed, and want to make sure you're not trying to run a fast one on us. That's all. No disrespect.
Nah, man. Nah, I'm understandable from everything that's going on. But, you know, if we were going to run a fast one, we would have one show and be done and try to make as much money as we can. We already have 3 fights in the schedule on the books, and then 6 to 9 fights planned out for next year. So, you know, we're looking to be a big boy competitor. We think that this combat sport can compete with the other combat sports, and we think that we can be one of the leaders in it.
So do you have 3 shows actually booked and financed?
Well, we have potential dates. We have this one is booked September, and we have a date locked in. Obviously, everything depends on the show. If nobody watches it at all, which I don't think is going to happen. I mean, we're getting a ton of interest in it, but, you know, we have to go step by step. But we have a date in September booked, a date in December booked with pay-per-view. And we're going to announce that date at on the June 2nd broadcast, and we're going to keep going with it. We're going to try to grow this thing into its the biggest combat sport that it can be.
What's your break-even point? How many buys do you need to sell?
It just really depends on, you know, there's a lot of variables in it. We have some good sponsorship coming to the table. We have some good international sales. We actually have some good restaurant chains that have bought it. I would say I'm not going to tell you exactly what we need to break even, but I'm going to tell you, you know, we're looking at doing about the 100,000 buy mark. And, you know, if we do anything less than that, we'll be a little bit unhappy, but it's, you know, we're still moving forward. And we figure that we're not going to do less than 50,000. And we think sky's the limit, because as it catches on, who knows who's going to say, oh my, what is that? Let me check it out of curiosity. So we think we're going to be in great shape.
What's the price point for the pay-per-view? How much does it cost?
It's $29.99, and that's consistent among whether it's on TV or any apps across the world, but it's $29.99. We thought that was a fair price for top-level fighters that we have. We're not price gouging at all. It is on television. The production is going to be insane. And the fighters are, you know, some of the best in the world.
That's about half the price of UFC. That's not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
No. And I mean, it's something you've never seen before. So, look, it's worth take a shot. It's worth $30 to take a chance on something.
How many fights are on the initial card?
Oh, we're going to have 14 fights scheduled. We're going to air 10 on pay-per-view.
Sounds good, man. Me and Ray have picked this one up.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get it here, Ray. You can come over and watch.
Okay, I'll bring the pizza.
Don't steal this one. Ray likes to steal the pay-per-views.
Don't listen to Caveman. I don't.
I'll buy this one for you guys. I'm going to write off my taxes, though, because I'm doing some research.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. We can use all the help for this first one, and then, you know, then we can go from there. But, like I said, we're just super excited because, you know, it was hard getting this going. We had 28 states said no to us, and 29 states said, yes, let's do this. They saw the vision in it. They saw the professionalism that we bring to the table, and they know that we're going to put on a good card. So everybody's excited about it, and, you know, I'm super excited. Can't wait till June 2nd to make some history.
We have a nationally syndicated friend of our show, Dan Cox. He's been on a couple times. We'll definitely get the word out to him. He's a huge bare knuckle boxing fan. So
he's great. I actually think I'm going to be talking to him sometime next week.
Yeah, dude, he's got an awesome show.
Oh, yeah.
And awesome. We were trying to get him to sell condoms, Cox's condoms, so I think it'd be a good brand for him.
That's funny, man. That's funny. All right, guys. Hey, thanks so much for having me on. And like I said, bareknuckle.tv, you can get your tickets at bareknuckle.tv if you want to see history live, if you're in the Wyoming, Denver, Colorado area at all, or any, you know, you want to fly in for the fight. I mean, 20 years. From now, you're going to wish you were there. You know, this is also the 25th anniversary of the UFC, so we figured 25 years later, it's good to start something new up. And like I said, check your local listings for the pay-per-view information, $29.99, and you can see history in the making.
June 2nd, make sure you check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on our show. We appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
He owned up to it, too. I respect that guy a lot. I do.
Caveman with the hard questions.
I do.
The hot seats.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was good.
They were all fair questions.
I mean, like you said, you got to cross your T's, dot your I's.
Yeah. I couldn't think of dot your I's. I was like, cross your T's, make your X's. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, man. That was a bad one. I messed up there. I wanted to edit it out, but now you said it. Now I can't edit it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's fair. I'm on the hot seat, too. I've been getting hit a lot, man. Like, this camp's been rough. I've been sparring with Pat a lot because he's southpaw.
Yeah.
I've never took so many headshots as I had this camp.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I don't sound too messed up, I hope.
Nah, you don't sound like Mickey.
Yeah, not like Mickey.
Yeah.
No. I was going to throw him under the hot seat if he answered a question like, nah, we're the first ones. But, dude, he was super cool.
Yeah.
I respect that a lot.
And, I definitely want to check this event out. You know, I want to check it out.
I'm serious. I'll order it. So, come over. Yeah, 2 seconds. It's close to your fight, so we can do a workout. We can get it in and watch the show.
Yeah, and then hopefully, you know, I hope if it's a good show, I hope it succeeds, because you know they got a lot of fighters there, mm-hmm. and I hope it do good. I hope it get a lot of buys.
They probably get. I would say he probably do about 50,000 buys for the first one. I mean
they probably.
I don't think he's gonna get 100,000.
Yeah,
I mean, I didn't hear about it till you actually said something to me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And I'm watching mixed martial arts stuff all the time.
Yeah,
so he's not really doing a good job like crossing the markets. But right. we'll get the word out. I mean, our show hits about 100 people, so.
Todd wanted a fight in that card, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, let's get him on there.
He could win his 1,500.
Yeah, Todd's the one that said you can't go backwards.
Yeah.
I thought maybe it was Bubba. I don't
know. Wait.
One of them guys.
I think it was Bubba.
Yeah.
He said it's stupid.
Yeah.
You can't move.
I thought that looked dumb because when they showed the little blurb that you sent to the forum,
right.
I actually watched it instead of just commenting on it without watching it, and they were moving all around.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you got to think, bare-knuckle boxing is a lot different than regular boxing. You can't hit the elbows, dude, so when they're in.
Right.
If you're uppercutting the elbows, dude, you're going to break your hand real quick.
I think me and you, K-Man, won't be good for that kind of fight because I think me and you would throw punches, hard punches.
Me too. Bare-knuckle boxing is not for me.
Yeah, we'll break our hands quick.
Yeah, real quick. If you can't knee and elbow and kick, dude, it's not the sport for me with no knuckle, no hand protection.
Yeah, but I definitely want to check this out. I want to see how Rico Rodriguez do.
I don't understand why they got a guy known for grappling doing the bare knuckle boxing. His striking was not that good.
It wasn't good in the beginning, but it got better. It got better when he was with I seen him striking his last couple of MMA
fights. When he was striking, what was he known for?
Now, he was known for jiu-jitsu and wrestling.
But when he started striking, what was his best strike? Round kick, dude. He became a kicker.
Oh, yeah.
He had leg kicks, he had round kicks, he had body kicks, he had head kicks, and he used it to set up his takedowns. He wasn't really much of a...
With the hands, huh?
Yeah, it wasn't a very good
boxer. You know what, though? I wanna talk to Rico Rodriguez. I'm gonna try to get him on, and I wanna.
He's see. A big dude. He might just be doing boxing. I heard he was doing a lot of boxing, so I mean,
yeah.
I'm sure he's not going in there blind, dude.
Right. He's So I just wanna talk to him, see what he up to.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try to get him on.
Who's the other guy? The guy that shot off his hand. He didn't talk about him on there, but he trained at the MMA lab for a while. Oh, Jesus Christ, blonde hair kid. 155er. I can't think of his name. Joe Riggs.
Okay, yeah.
Riggs is an experienced bare-knuckle boxer. And he didn't talk about him. Hopefully he's still on the card. I'd be interested to see him fight, too.
And how about the girl?
That girl is badass, too, but, you know, who knows? Bare-knuckles.
Yeah.
Be good.
Yeah, we definitely got to check that out.
She throws heavy leather, dude. So we'll see how it is with bare knuckle.
Yeah, we definitely got to check that out, and hopefully people will support it.
Yeah, or not.
I'm always, you know.
I'll give it a fair review. If it's a good show and I watch it, man, I'll pump the shit out of it.
Hell yeah.
You know, it sounds like it's going to be good. It's going to be a pay-per-view, so it should have good production values. I hate the internet stuff because... Sometimes not that good.
Right. But it's on TV, though, too.
Yeah.
And not just the internet, so.
Yeah.
And then the price, $29.99, ain't bad.
That's okay.
I could order.
It's a fair price.
Yeah.
It's fair for the guys you got going out there. It better be good, though.
Yeah.
For $30, I'll be pissed if it sucks, but.
I got a feeling it's going to, you know, because how the rules set up, it's good. It's set up for action.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it should be great fights, man.
Yeah.
We're going to get it for sure.
Hell yeah.
Don't stiff me. June 2nd.
June 2nd.
All right. We'll have a viewing party.
Yep.
And I can eat pizza for it, so.
And then, like, and we could do, like we said, we do the review on it.
When's your fights? June 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you check out those fights, too, because they're going to sell out quick.
Yeah.
Are you selling tickets for that, Ray?
No.
You're not?
No. Well, I don't know. They got to do it online.
Oh, they got to do it online?
Yeah.
I don't need to buy a ticket. I was going to buy one, but I'm working the show, so I don't really need a ticket.
You cheap bastard.
I'm working the show. I get it for free. I would buy ones from you still, though, if you're selling them. I'm just not going to buy it online if you're not going to. Who knows if you get credit for it or not. I hate the online sales. No offense, Rich. I know you run a great show when you're going to sell out. It's going to be an amazing show. Make sure you get tickets. And if you're going to get tickets, put Ray's name down when you order them. Ray Harris.
Yeah.
Or Caveman. Give me the money. No, really hook up Ray. He's fighting. You always support a fighter. I'll sponsor you for the fight, Ray.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Give you like $100 or something if you put Caveman's Corner on your shorts. Is that enough or do you need more? What are you selling your shorts for?
I never did sponsorship before. I never got offered to for a sponsor. So I don't know how that goes.
Caveman's Corner sponsor, dude, but you gotta wear something or a banner or do
something. Yeah.
We'll throw you $100 or $150, put Caveman's Corner on your tights.
My tights. You think I'm Morgan? Kavanaugh?
Yeah. I've got MMA. I'm wearing the West New York MMA shorts, and I don't like them. But I'm going to wear them anyway.
I'm going to wear the same shorts I've been wearing.
The tie shorts?
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I was going to wear tie shorts, too, but I ripped mine doing grappling. Like, I ripped the middle right out, dude, and it became a tie dress. If I didn't have the whatchamacallit pants underneath the tights, I would have been really embarrassed. That was the day I was working with Kristen, too, so it would have been bad for my marriage.
Jeez.
Yeah. Good thing I wear underwear to practice. But I don't wear a cup. I lost my cup. I got fine. I got a steel cup.
I lost my cup, too. I don't know where it's at.
Cups are stupid.
And I've been sparring without a cup, so.
Me, too.
I just don't want to get hit in the nuts, but, yeah. You know. No, in my luck, it's going to happen.
I got kicked in the nuts today at death camp.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who was over there today? Was Muhammad?
No, Muhammad wasn't there. Muhammad and
Mustafa
weren't there. They had a personal business they were taking care of. Wrestler Sean was there, not Sean Felton. Felton was going to come, and then Muhammad canceled, so I don't think he wanted to come. But I was there. Muhammad was there. Minjitsu was there. So his new name is Minjitsu. So if you see Minhouse, call Minjitsu.
Oh, okay.
The wrestler that Doug, that like 1980s Doug was there. I don't know his last name for real, but that dude that looks like he's from the 80s with the blonde hair, he's a really cool guy, dude. He's fighting on your card too. He's fighting on the Batavia card. He was there. We trained pretty hard. Sean, wrestler Sean from UB. The Santiago sisters were there, and I'm forgetting somebody. Someone else was there too. I don't remember. I forgot now.
Yeah, definitely got to check out Def Camp because
it was tough. I ran class today, so it was a caveman workout, dude.
Okay.
It was a little bit lighter because I didn't do squats and a lot of stuff because I'm fighting in 6 days, so I didn't want to blow up too bad.
Yeah.
But it was a really good workout. I lost like 6 pounds, so it was good.
Cool.
Yeah. I was two over before I had this Muscle Milk and this Rockstar, so I'm good to go. All right, we're waiting for Mike DiOrio now. We're going to ask the fat boy how he went from being fat to skinny. It's the first time he's fighting 170 now.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, we got 7 minutes to wait, so we'll just put this bad boy on pause. Probably not going to edit this one, so just going to post it up so we can get our ticket sales out there. Remember, like this podcast on wherever you're listening to. Subscribe to it. If you're on YouTube, subscribe to it right now. If you're on Podbean, subscribe to it. If you're on Stitcher or iTunes, subscribe to it. Please and thank you. Come on. If not, Ray's going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
We have like hundreds of people that listen. We got 70 subscribers. Even if you don't fucking listen to it, subscribe to it. Just make it look like we're good. The more subscriptions we get, the better we can do. And we're trying to sell this shit so we can make some money doing it. Ray's got a hookup for us if we can get enough fan base.
Oh, he texts.
He texts. He's ready to go.
Yeah, I think so. Damn.
All right. We don't have to be nice to this guy.
I'm being nice because I don't want him open my ass when I go over there to watch the fight.
Yeah. He's fighting, dude. He can't be whooping your ass.
Yeah, but when he after his fight, he go whoop my ass.
Come He's not going to whoop your ass. He's fighting a Canadian kickboxer, dude. He's going to be beat up whether he wins or loses.
It's going to be a tough fight.
You know, sure. Dude, he's really good at putting pressure on. He was able to pressure Herbert to the cage, dude. That's... Says a lot about his tenacity.
Yeah.
Ray's texting, so he can't text and talk at the same time. He hasn't figured out how to do that yet.
No. I was looking for the text.
Oh, all right.
Okay, I found it.
He's looking at lots of porn on there, too. So
yeah, you looking know, through tentacle you know, the, porn. The cookie. Slow down my phone. Pornhub cookies.
Oh, man.
You know, I was...
I like how you... It's sniffle right before you started talking. That's gonna listen, sound great.
I'm sorry. I had a cold, but I feel a little better though. You know how you sweat when you train and then go outside, it's chilly out.
Yeah.
But I was checking out some porn not too long ago, and you know who I was looking for?
Who's that?
That lady.
Mans?
No, Donald Trump lady.
Oh, dude, she's coming to North Town to Wanda.
Yes, to the strip club.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
I'm gonna go, and I wanna. You ever seen Married with Children? Al Bundy.
Yeah.
When he did what he did to the stripper, he gave her a dollar. He was dancing with her, and then when she walked away, he pulled a dollar out of her G-string.
Oh, with the string.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that to her.
They're probably gonna have like security around her. You're probably gonna have to throw the money on the state. I don't think they're gonna take it.
I'll just throw pennies then.
I'm gonna go. My wife wants to go too. She wants to go and see if there's gonna be people outside protesting. She wants to do a social. I'm not sure she even wants to go in a strip club, but she wants to go there and see if there's people like protesting and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think North Tonawanda is gonna protest because you know I think they're Republicans.
That's why they're going to protest her, because she didn't take the money from Trump and be quiet.
Oh, yeah, that is right, though.
Republicans and Democrats are both not going to like her.
Nah, that's crazy. No. Liberals like her.
Liberals like her?
Yeah.
Why do they like her?
Because she's, bringing out the dirt on Donald Trump.
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. All right, let's get this guy.
All right, let's call DiOrio. I don't even know how to say his name, but hopefully we're saying it right. Dude, my dog farted and it stinks like ass. I hope he didn't crap. Oh, my God. Trevor, you're banned from the podcast.
He's just laying there.
Yeah.
Like nothing happened.
He's old. Give him a shout out.
You got to pause?
No, it's still going. It was going the whole time.
Okay.
I didn't get to the
podcast. I'm sorry. The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box that has not been set up
yet.
What? Please try your call again later. Goodbye.
How does this dude get sponsors? DiOrio.
He didn't set up his voicemail.
How are we going to leave him Pornhub? Or not. What's that? Jesus Christ. What's it called? Backpage, right? Whatever. Backpage.com messages.
Let me try again.
All right. We're trying this guy again. Maybe Herbert beat him up too bad. I'm sorry, Mike. I know you're going to listen to this. Did he just text you?
No.
What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Mike? How are you?
Doing well, man. What's going down?
Not a whole lot. You're fighting in 6 days. How are you feeling?
Oh, dude. I'm pumped, man. I'm feeling good. I'm at 177 right this second. So we got 6 pounds to go. Feel awesome, man. I'm excited.
You may be closer to weight than me, you fat fuck.
Yeah, I started at super heavyweight, man, and now we're all the way down to welterweight.
So you start, dude, I saw some pictures of you where you look like the fat cupcake kid. What happened to you that you got your life right and you got down to 170, man?
Well, so what happened was I was a party animal, man, and in college I never stopped the party. So I ended up homeless in Florida, man, and I just got on my hands and knees and I begged the Lord. I said, if there's anything out there greater than me, give me a reason. Give me a purpose. Let me be an inspiration. And weird shit happened, man. Just some openings occurred and some doors were open that I never expected. I got back to Cortland, New York, where I was went to high school at Homer. And Randy got a hold of me, Randy Smith from Cortland Elite MMA. And he told me, he said, why don't you get sober? If you can give me 30 sober clean days, I'll get you a cage fight. And he told me that there's no high like stepping inside the octagon. And shit, I did it, man. I took his challenge, and at 300 pounds, I entered the gym. So we had a tough road. I had to cut 45 pounds to fight Mark Worthington at heavyweight. So in 30 days, I quit drinking, I quit doing drugs, and I lost 35 pounds. I fought this boy, and I really didn't know what the hell I was doing. I just toughed it out, and I won. after that, man, we rode the wave. I fought again and again, and then I put myself in title position at heavyweight. So then I came out and I won my first heavyweight title, man. And at this point, I had almost a year clean and sober. I don't know, just the adrenaline. You guys work out, you know, man. When you're in that gym, it's just a freedom, and it's something that I needed in my life, man. An adrenaline rush.
Ray used to be a 205er. Now he's a heavyweight. He's taking the opposite path of you. He went from lean, mean, killing machine to fat bastard.
I remember watching Ray tune up Nick Edmund, man, and Nick was pretty tough. So Ray was, when he was in his prime, man, Ray was a beast.
Ray's fighting again in June, but he's fighting heavyweight, that fat bastard.
No way. Really, man? You getting back at it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
I miss it. You know, a lot of people, you know, question me because I'm, you know, up in age, 37 years old.
Dude, yeah. You're young.
Right. But I started late, though, you know. I started late.
Dude, you good? You got it, boy. You're smart, though. That wisdom comes with that age, man.
He's got some leg kicks, too.
And your damn leg kicks, bro, are nuts.
Hey, Mike, did you wrestle in high school?
Yeah, man. A little known fact, I was a Section 3 two-time placer. I took fourth and fifth in the section, and then I wrestled at Oneonta State for 2 years. And then my second year, I broke my ribs, and that's when I turned to the party because wrestling was done for the season, and I kind of screwed up from that point on, man.
What weight did you wrestle?
197, brother.
God, so you're actually fighting like two weight classes lighter than you wrestled at in college.
Yeah, even in high school, I was a 189 pounder, man.
Damn, that's some dedication, man. What do you attribute that to? Is you got a special diet, or like you doing a Dolce diet? You're doing a Dodorio diet?
Well, literally, man. Here's what I do. There's all this science to the stuff. When I was in Africa, I learned that when I was there, I was on that TV show. I don't know if you guys heard about that. The Fighter, the EFC. I represented Team USA with undefeated amateur and pro record level fighters from across the world. And when we were over there, they taught us a different way to eat, not to judge your calories, you know, it's more of a macronutrition. So when you're eating, you want your plate. If you're just maintaining weight, I keep my plate of food. Half of it's going to be a protein source, a chicken, a beef, a fish. Then a third of that, I cut the other side of that plate in half. So essentially I have two quarters and one half. I do a quarter of my plate of vegetable and then a quarter of brown rice or a healthy carbohydrate, like a potato. And when I'm cutting weight, like I had to do the past few weeks, I just, instead of that protein being half my plate, I'll make my salad or my vegetable half the plate, and I'll make the other quarter of that plate the protein.
How big of a plate are we talking?
Just a standard size breakfast plate, you know, maybe 12 inches, you know what I mean?
Right.
So right down the middle, and that's how they told you to cut your food portions. You want a half of it protein, and then a quarter you want a carb, and then a quarter vegetable. So that's what I've been sticking with, man. And then I get cardio every morning before work. I hit a half hour of elliptical training, and then about 20 minutes of a cardio lift. And then every night for 3 hours, I am in the gym from 5:30 to 6:30, hitting the cardio. From 6:30 to 7:30 boxing, and then 7:30 to 8:30 jujitsu and sparring, man. Every day.
Sounds good, man. That's a breakfast of champions.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying, guys. I try, you know. It was tough. I had to come into your guys' hometown and fight a freaking stud. But hopefully we have a better outcome this fight, man.
Sometimes when you clash with the bull, you get the horns. You did land a very good nut shot, though, man. Then you need him in a groin really good.
Oh, my God. I felt bad, bro, but geez, I had to try to seize my opportunity. He's a beast.
Hell yeah. I like that. Go ahead.
That was cool, man. And not for nothing, that boy had 9 pro fights, and you could tell. I felt like I hung in there better than people expected me to, man. I made a mistake. He caught me with that damn choke. But I felt like I hung in there for being my second professional level fight against the freaking stud, you know?
Yeah, he's a stud, and you pushed him against the cage. You were controlling for a little bit, and he gave him some adversity with that nut shot, man. I like how he handled it. He just sucked it up. He didn't complain. He just came back, and he finished the fight the next round. It was a great fight.
He's a fucking veteran, bro, and he's tough as nails. So hell yeah. I'm gonna lose to anyone in my career. Let it be Eric Herbert, and that's it, man.
Yeah, that he's my coach, and like he's an amazing man too. You know, it was a battle of two good guys, so it was good to see. You know, he's a cop and an all American guy. You know, protected a president of Marine One. Just
he kicked me in the head hard as hell too, man. Holy shit.
Yeah, dude, he is a beast. One time we were training, and this guy, Kyle Rozewski, he's actually one of the guys I commentate with. He's a really good guy, pro fighter, lots of fights. Got like 20-something fights in China right now. Kyle was talking a bunch of shit, and Eric broke his eye socket, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Eric broke that dude's eye socket?
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
Dude, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, Eric was a beast back in the day. You got calm, Eric. The reserved Eric, but
Captain America.
Captain America, Eric.
He became a dad, bro. He became a dad.
Yeah, he's got an all-American family, and you're like this religious guy, dude. It was a great fight.
Yeah, he's running for school district too.
It was an honor, bro. And you know what? Going into that hostile territory, all those fans. I think it just prepared me for this fight, guys. Like I broke the ice with King of the Cage. I made some good relationships. There's been a lot of rumors in the world of MMA about me, man, just from people running their mouths. But at the end of the day, I was a bad person that found the light, man, and turned it around. And I want to capitalize, bro. And I'm excited to fight right alongside you again, Jeff. Let's get different outcomes this time, though, brother, so we can celebrate.
Oh, yeah, I'm not getting knocked out by Napoleon Dynamite again, dude. Fuck that.
That was a fluke, bro. You were ready, man. I saw you in the locker room before.
I was feeling good too, man. I was lighting him up, and then like I felt him, and I was like, "Oh man, he can't hit." And then he put me to sleep like a bitch.
Yeah, that was hard to watch.
Yeah, he made me wrestle the referee, so you know that's never good.
And he made me shed a tear.
I hear you, bro. And it's crazy. People that aren't in that cage don't realize, man. If we're taking a breath at the wrong time and our teeth come off that mouthpiece and you get clipped, it's just a little mistake, man. It's such a high-level game nowadays. So,
hey, Mike.
I don't know, man. I just... What's up, boys?
Hey, you know anything about the guy you're fighting?
Honestly, bro, I'll tell you the truth. This time, I didn't even research him. I didn't want to know nothing about him.
He's black.
I don't care. I heard he's an African-Canadian. We got the African-Canadian coming. That's all I know. And I'm just, man, my game plan this time is to throw the hands and not stop till the ref pulls me off. We ain't going to give him time to get on my legs. None of that crap. You know, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to fight my game this time and put on a show.
You do a great job overwhelming guys, getting them against the cage. At 70, you should be really, really strong, man. I can't imagine you not being the stronger guy in this fight. You know, don't let them fight you at kicking range. Those Canadians can fucking kickbox, man. They keep knocking our asses out.
I guarantee you don't kick as hard as Herbert, though, and I eat a headshot from that animal, so.
Yeah.
But how's camp going on your end there, Mr. Dent?
It's all right. It's probably my worst camp yet, but that's all right. I know what I need to do, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to smash
how's
my guy. My weight's actually really good. I'm fighting 55. I'm fighting weight class up. I feel better there. I feel like...
Dude, that might be good for you. Hell yeah, that might be good, healthy.
Yeah, I had that 4-second knockout at 55. I just feel like having the water in me, not cutting out all that water. Now that I'm older, man, I feel like my head's not right at 45 anymore. So I just feel like I'm...
Probably dehydrated.
Yeah, I don't absorb the shots as well at 45. So I'm going to go back up and fight the bigger dudes. I'm a better kickboxer. I'm a better wrestler. Better at jiu-jitsu. I got a little watch out for the leg locks and don't walk into some stupid left-handed Superman punch because I tend to just watch him come in and hit me in the face. And he likes spinning techniques and crazy karate stuff, but I'm going to be all over him. I'm going to eat his lunch.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. If we're hitting him, bro, they have no time to hit us.
Yeah, I'm in shape, dude. I'm ready to take him down. Just buy some tickets from me. Don't buy them from Mike. He's an ugly motherfucker. I'm a handsome guy. You want to buy it from me. He's scary, man. You don't want to buy no tickets from that guy. He's going to club you on the head and take your lunch money. Just buy his t-shirts.
Yeah, get a t-shirt from me and from the caveman, people. Make sure you hit us up at the fight.
Yeah,
and
for
Jeff,
sure.
I'll bring you a shirt, man. Make sure you bring me a large.
All right, a large or extra large, man? You can eat after the fight.
Oh, just a large, brother. We ain't going back up to 85 and 90. I'm running down, boy. I'm staying at 70.
All right, well, if you make it down to 55, we can have a good brawl. I'm just saying.
Hell no, bro. I like food. No lightweight, bro.
Never. I'm calling you out. After I win, I'm calling you out. I want to fight Mike DeDorio.
Caveman's smart. He knows you ain't going to go down that weight.
And if you go down, I'll be like, all right, I want it at 45.
Oh, my.
And then he goes down 45. I want it at 35.
You'd have to cut my arm off.
I'd be like Mark Murray and call you out and then be like, I can't make the weight. Oh, I had to throw Murray under the bus.
What happened with that? Wait, is he not fighting now?
No, he couldn't make 45 after he called out Mike Shaw. So I had to throw him under the bus a little bit. I don't know. I have some, you know, people are going to listen to this, so I wanted to give Shaw. Shaw's my teammate, and I love Mark Murray. Right, he's been on a show a couple times, dude, and he's a great guy. Right. But he called out Shaw, who's a 35er, and they agreed to fight at 45. And then Murray's like texting me. He's like 57. He's like, dude, I just can't get the weight off. I'm like, 57? You're closer to weight than I am, man. You can make it. He's only got to make 46. That's like 11 over.
I was hoping to see him, man. He is a good dude. He is. He's that sucks.
He's got the heart of a champion, dude. He loves to throw down. I love watching his fights, man.
He'll bang, bro. He'll bang anyone you want him to.
He's fighting for the title at race card now. So he turned out on a pro debut, and he's fighting in June at 55 for the title.
Where is Ray's fight going to be at?
Batavia at the casino.
All right, what date is that at?
Oh, the 23rd.
It's outside.
June 23rd.
It's going to be a great show. I'm commentating it. So make sure you come out, man. Yeah, we'll hang out.
You got be in touch, man. That's dope. We'll definitely link up when I'm out there. I'll see you guys probably Friday, right, Wayne?
Yeah, I'll be there Friday.
All right, man. Yeah, we'll catch up. I'll bring you your shirt, and we'll take some pictures, bro.
Sounds good.
Man, I appreciate you guys reaching out and giving me your time tonight, boys.
No problem. I like how nice you are all the time. You're, like, so nice to everybody. It's cool to see.
You look mean, but you're a really nice dude.
He doesn't look ugly. That's what I'm saying, man.
I don't know. Life, man. Life humbles you after some time.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question. Who's been saying you're not a good person, man?
What'd you say?
Who's been saying you're not a good person?
I just, in Cortland, we have some haters, man. And when you start doing good things, the haters like to come out of the woods and try to cause you drama. We have, there's just a few, just not even going to pay it any noise. No. They don't even need their names mentioned on the radio, bro. But back in the day, I know Patchy Mick saw some posts. He was my buddy, a big supporter. He saw some posts and didn't really believe them. So I just want to clear the noise to all you Buffalo people, man. Rumors are rumors. You all met me in person. I am what I am, man, and I represent what I represent. Hate it or love it, bro, we're coming to bang.
I just want to say, I think I have a pretty decent footprint in the MMA community. And I've never heard I've never heard anything bad about you, man. Like, everything I hear about you is all good stuff. Everyone has nothing good things to say about you. So it was weird to me when you said that earlier. I was thinking about it this whole time. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I really wanted to bring this up, man, dude. I think you're a pretty good dude, man. And you know, most good dudes had some pretty bad shit that happened earlier in life that turned them into good dudes. Like Ray used to sell drugs and he's got hookers in his trunk and stuff. But now he's a good, nice guy, man. He's going to buy a ticket for me.
Ray, I feel you, dog, and I respect that, man. Being you are proof to anyone out there looking for life, you can hit rock bottom and bounce back, baby.
Yeah, Ray went from living the big life to rock bottom, but...
now he's coming out.
He cleaned up. He became a family man, and now he's doing good deeds.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, man. It was great to have. Go ahead.
I look forward to it, boys. Let's get it. Let's make weight this week, Mr. Dent. Shout out to everyone fighting this weekend, man. Prayers for my opponent. Prayers for all y'all. Prayers for Jeff. I know you got Morgan. We got Patchy defending that title. Let's keep the world title in Central New York, baby. Let's represent, put New York MMA on the map. And Jeff, man, let's pop it off when we get there Saturday, baby.
Oh, yeah, we'll trade shirts, man.
All right.
I probably need extra schmedium.
How medium you said?
Yeah, extra schmedium. I want to look. I want to look big.
I got you. I got you.
All right, man.
All right, boys.
See you at the fights.
Next week, man, and stay safe.
All you right. too, brother.
You too.
All right, bye, Ray. Bye, Jeff.
Bye. All right.
Peace.
That was a good one, man. I like him, dude. He's super nice.
Yeah.
Herbert was like, yeah, he's super nice, but I'm still going to fuck him up. Because like everything about him, he was always super nice and respectful during the whole camp. And
yeah.
He said all nice things, man. I don't know why people would throw this guy under the bus.
Yeah. I never heard nothing bad about him, though.
Yeah, me either. And
I always thought, you know, him and his team was always class act, you know, with me and...
Yeah, Randy Smith's another good dude, man. He knows a lot of people, dude. People don't give that guy enough respect.
Nick Edmund was cool with me, you know. Never had no, you know, problem with none of them. I class act.
Good, solid camp, man. I like that. Well, the Corlin guys are tough.
Yeah, they're tough.
As fucking nails.
Hell yeah.
That girl that Kristen fought was fucking tough, too. Shannon Thelmeimer.
Yeah.
Dude, she's a killer now. She's been on a tear.
Wait, was that the one who got the KO in King of the Cage? That nice KO?
No.
She fought for Cortland.
I don't think that was her. Maybe it was. She wasn't on any cards that I was on.
Oh, gotta ask Randy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. She's probably got more than one girl, dude. But Shannon was tough. Shannon's the one that fought Kristen in the first women's MMA fight in Buffalo, New York. First women's fight ever in Buffalo, New York. So the trendsetters.
Yeah. So yeah, that gym, man, tough guys, man.
Mm-hmm. And girls.
Yeah. Tough.
Yeah. Randy Smith's tough as fuck too.
Hell yeah, he fought in Bellator.
Yeah.
You know, he fought big time. Mm-hmm. Tough dude.
TJ Summerlin fought in Bellator too.
Yeah, TJ's tough.
TJ's tough. Ray's doing rounds with him.
So that means I'm tough too?
Did you get beat up?
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're tough.
Oh, damn.
Maybe it means you're not smart. Oh, man.
All right.
Well, it's good to have you back, Ray. We haven't done one of these in a long time.
Yeah, I'm going to try to get some more guests. All right.
Next Sunday, we're not going to do one probably.
Okay.
Because it's Mother's Day and I'm going to be fucked up.
That is true. Hopefully a good fuck up, not a bad fucked up. Hopefully it's a fucked up that you can be sore and then you know happy you got that win.
Yeah.
Not that you lost a fight and you're in the ICU. You know?
Yeah, I don't know who I am still.
Yeah, so.
Maybe that would be a good podcast if I didn't know who I was, though. It'd be pretty interesting. Keep asking the same questions over and over again.
Who's K-Man? Who's K-Man?
Yeah. You did what? Why are you fighting? Fighting is evil. Total switch.
I know, right?
Keith France fighting on the card, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 Uh-huh. Don't buy tickets from him either. Buy tickets from me. I need to sell some goddamn tickets. I haven't sold many tickets at all. This is the worst ticket sell I ever had. So I need to get some tickets sold. Buy some tickets from me. And subscribe to my podcast.
Who's going to be in Keith's corner? You going to be in his corner?
No, I can't. I'm going to be fighting.
Who will fight first, you?
I don't know.
Oh.
Probably me, because I got more losses. Because I got knocked out by Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking kidding. I want to fight that dude again.
Want a rematch?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And kick him right in the dick.
Okay, man. That was hard to watch, but, you know, you were making me happy with the leg kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And you like, looked off balance. A few times.
I kept slipping on that decal.
It was the pad on the mat, right?
Yeah, that pad in the middle, dude. Every time I tried to kick on it and I pivoted on my foot, I was like, slip. I should have stopped kicking if I was smart.
I remember TJ to tell me about that when I was fighting for my first fight. Watch out for, you know, the cage with the logo, the, mm-hmm. You know, the logo on the floor to watch when I'm stepping on it because it could be slippery.
It depends on what logo is. If they just printed it on for that fight, it's usually kind of slippery. But if it's one that's actually part of the canvas, it's no big deal.
Right.
So, like, when you see it on UFC, they're not really that slippery. But sometimes at, like, the smaller shows, they just put the decal on and they're a little slippery. Like, that one was slippery.
Yeah.
This is the first one I fought on. Oh, the Gladius one was slippery, too. When I fought in Gladius, there was one that was just a Gladius symbol, and that one was really slippery, but the other ones were alright. It was just in the corner, too.
Yeah.
Nah, it is what it is. It's the same for both fighters.
Yeah?
Yep. I should have punched him more. I couldn't find him with my hands. It was just too long. I couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
Stupid. Oh, well.
You're tough, K, man. You're a tough dude. And,
I get him this time. I've been working my elbows a lot, man. I got those elbow pads now.
Yeah.
Woo-wee.
Yeah, I was scared. I thought we'd get one of them wrestling ear thingies.
Yeah, I got you good with that one.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was like, please, don't give me an ugly... I got big ears. I don't need a cauliflower ears, man. I really don't. And then I remember training hard, doing a lot of wrestling classes with Don. And I remember my ears was like... I felt like my ears was like some pain in my ears. And, you know, I didn't pay no attention to it. And next you know, I kept wrestling. And then next you know, my ears were popping. So I had to go to the doctor and get a drink.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, then. All right, fight fans. We coming from the Caveman Studios in Buffalo, New York. We are out of here. Yeah.
Yeah, bare knuckle boxing, man. It's cool. Hopefully it sells. I feel new shows are tough to sell. At least Mickey didn't poop himself when he got knocked out. That would have been embarrassing.
Please, was he wearing tights again?
Yeah. Oh, actually, no, he wasn't. He got some new pants that didn't really fit. Dude, I had to tie his belt. It was kind of gross. Like his drawstring, it was really loose. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Mickey. Come on, Mickey. You got to do better.
Yeah.
Can't be putting your hands down.
No, you either, Ray.
Yeah.
What's Alex Carroll's girl?
What's that?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to make fun of Alex Carroll's girl.
Oh,
I need a fat joke or something.
Let me think of something. Alex girl is so crazy. She went to a relationship with Alex Carroll. I don't know. You gotta be. Something gotta be wrong with you if you go in a relationship with Alex Carroll. Just saying. It must get SSI or something.